He's a US farming correspondent based out of Lexington, Kentucky, bluegrass country where they race the horses and grow them out. Kentucky Derby just around the corner. Before we talk about that, Todd Clark, you're at the height of your spring flush. How's the season, the new season, treating you?
Good day, Jamie. The spring sprung early here in Kentucky. Maybe, well, for the most part, the entire country, it seemed like spring came 2 or 3 weeks early. And today was 26 degrees Celsius, and so you can just see the grass growing. And so, yeah, we're off to a good start. We're getting timely rains, and we'll see where the season takes us. But it's off to a good start right now anyway.
Are you still getting record beef prices? You were when we last chatted.
We are. Currently a 500-600-pound steer is bringing $3 a pound U.S., and so I'm not sure exactly of how that equates to New Zealand dollars and kilograms, but it must be in the $10 to $11 range. And so, yeah, it's a good time to have beef cattle. Not such a great time to buy them, but a great time to have some to sell, that's for sure.
You live in Lexington, down the road's Louisville, Muhammad Ali country, and what's the name of the racetrack again? Help me out. You've taken me there a couple of times. Churchill Downs, of course.
Yeah, Churchill Downs.
Yeah, magnificent. Churchill Downs. And they hold the Kentucky Derby there. It is the biggest race in America. Does Kentucky stop for that sort of festival week?
It does. Yeah, there's all sorts of things that go on leading up to the Derby, which is the first Saturday in May, between fireworks display on the Ohio River that goes through Louisville, all the way to there's a race on the day before the Derby that's fillies, and so that's called the Oaks, and so yeah, so it's a big week, but. All the prep races are happening now. And so one in Lexington happened a week ago, and the Bluegrass Stakes. And so the winner of that will go on to the Derby. And currently that's the favorite, but all of that will change by the time we get to the first Saturday in May.
I see that a farm worker in Texas has caught bird flu from a dairy cow. Is that big news?
It is in the farm world. That's happened recently, and in dairy cattle coming down with avian flu, that started happening in the past couple of months, and that's the only hiccup that we've had in the beef market. Was briefly an excuse to back off the record high prices, but now there's reports of the avian flu in the dairy cattle all the way from California all the way across the country to North Carolina. And so it's my understanding the farm worker there that came down with bird flu, that it wasn't very severe, but it's certainly not something that any of us want to catch, that's for sure.
American farmers are rapidly adopting AI, and that's probably helped by were brought about by the labour shortage and the fact that farmers are getting older. The American Farm Bureau Federation, and I think you're a member of that, your wife Kristen, I think, sells insurance for them, say that the average age of a farmer in America is 60. Is there no young blood coming through, Todd? Is it too hard to get young people into farming? It's a real battle here in New Zealand.
Right. And so listening to your show and in the banter that you've had over the years about millennials and Gen Z, and I can't keep track of all of it, but it does seem like the generations, the younger generations, they're made different, and they don't. Some of the long hours and weather issues and market issues with farming, it just doesn't seem to appeal to them. And so, yeah, labor is a huge issue across the country, not only in agriculture, but almost any service industry in addition to agriculture. And so because of that, we're having to figure out how to do more with less, which has been a theme for decades, but it's really ramped up at the moment. Every day you're having to make choices as to what has to be done today, because there's not going to be manpower to do anything beyond that.
Sorry to come over the top of you there, Todd, but you were talking about Gen Z, Y, X, you name it, the millennials, of course, the baby boomers. Mm. Now, I'm not sure, Donald Trump's about 77, I think he might be 78, in which case he just probably sneaks in as a baby boomer. Is he going to sneak in as the next U.S. president?
It's a year ago, I didn't think so, and you were convinced that he would. At this point, I'm convinced that I'm right there with you, I'm convinced that he will. It's hard to say we'll see come fall, but people are tired of inflation, and in the U.S. we're tired of issues at the border, and so a lot of those things for the most part weren't issues when he was president, and so people, right or wrong, they're looking to correct some of the problems that appear to have come into play with Biden. I don't know that it's fair to put all that on Biden, but people have short memories and they're ready for a change.
Yeah, and Trump will claim glory for anything. Yeah, it's interesting that he's going to sort out the Middle East. He's going to sort out Ukraine. Of course, he's in the hush money trial as we speak over Stormy Daniels. I still struggle to believe he can be elected president when January 6th, the insurrection's hanging over his head. But it's a fascinating story. And as I've said many times on the show before, Todd, in 100 years' time, students will study the phenomenon of President Donald Trump. Hey, gotta go, mate. You enjoy that spring flush with all the Kentucky bluegrass.
Thanks, Jamie.